Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
"'Tis the season to be jolly," so the song says, but a brief look at the morning paper suggests some at least have little reason to be jolly. Tuesday, two sad funerals in our community highlighted the front page. Our hearts go out to both families. Reading further down, there was a fire on H Street that leaves a family homeless. The following day, also on the front page, an apparent sociopath is being charged with murdering one and maiming two others with his car. And the bad news continues page after page, with the fiscal cliff looming, Middle Eastern unrest, fatal shootings, North Korean missiles being launched, wars and rumors of war, including the war that we're still engaged in that has almost faded from sight, except at certain funerals and hospitals. In spite of all this, Christmas is coming soon. What can the Christmas season bring to our community and world? Christmas brings hope. It's not the hope of escape, but the hope that in the midst of sorrow, a light will shine. We can understand this better if we banish the idea that the birth of Jesus was gushing with saccharine sentiment, like some of the songs. "Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes." What kind of baby doesn't cry, especially when they're in a stinking, drafty barn? Of course he cried. And Mary and Joseph would have, too, if they had let their hearts be known. A manger birth means Jesus was born to a homeless, vagabond family who were not well enough connected to find even a cheap hotel room. Then there was the arrival of the three kings, or Magi. Imagine the hardship of these three coming all the way from Persia by camel or afoot. T.S. Eliot captures the travail of their journey in his poem, Journey of the Magi. "A cold coming we had of it, just the worst time of the year for a journey, and such a long journey. The ways deep and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter." Did they think their painful journey worth it? True, their eyes followed the star until they finally beheld the Christ child, but they also left a wake of death behind, as King Herod followed them until they gave him the slip. Then the cruel king ordered all baby boys in Bethlehem slain to save his throne. Eliot continues, "Were we led all that way for birth or death? There was a birth, certainly. We had evidence and no doubt. I had seen birth and death, but had thought they were different. This birth was hard and bitter agony for us, like death, our death. We returned to our places, these kingdoms, but no longer at ease here in the old dispensation. With an alien people clutching their gods, I should be glad of another death." Christmas brings light that overcomes darkness, life that crushes death, and hope that fills our hearts. I'm guessing Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and other good holidays do the same, but since I'm a Christian, I'm unqualified to say much about these. I only know that Christmas lights a candle on the altar of my heart just when I need it the most. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.